With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A federal judge won't allow the Trump administration to dismiss a lawsuit challenging a permit for the proposed Keystone XL pipeline from Canada. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris in Great Falls today rejected Justice Department arguments that the court had no authority to second-guess the permit. The Forest Service says it will meet with objectors to its plan to log and burn a nearly 18,000-acre area in Helena's municipal watershed. The 10-mile South Helena Vegetation Project was proposed in 2014 to reduce fire danger and protect water quality around Chessman Reservoir, an area with a lot of homes in the wildland-urban interface. Objectors include the Montana Wilderness Association, Wild Earth Guardians, and backcountry hunters and anglers. Concerns include the proposed project's impact on wildlife habitat and its effectiveness at preventing fire. The objectors made their concerns known earlier this year. As part of its public process, the Helena, Lewis, and Clark National Forest will meet with them to discuss possible solutions on December 5th. The project includes building 13 miles of new temporary roads, 28 miles of road reconstruction, and decommissioning 59 miles of roads. It would also build more than 18 miles of new trails. After meeting with objectors, the agency will issue a final record of decision on the project, which it hopes to carry out over a 20-year period. Yesterday, a coalition of business leaders called on the state's congressional delegation to pass a ban on mining near Yellowstone Park by the end of this year. Montana's delegation unanimously supports a ban, but Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie says don't expect to build a pass by the coalition's deadline.
The Yellowstone Gateway Business Coalition called on Montana's delegation to hitch the Yellowstone Gateway Protection Act to must-pass legislation this December. Dale Saxon is a founding member of the coalition.
The act would permanently remove public lands immediately north of Yellowstone National Park from future mining.
The bill was introduced by Democratic Senator John Tester earlier this year, but then stalled in a Senate committee. The coalition is now asking Senator Steve Daines to back the bill and for Congressman Greg Gianforte to introduce identical legislation in the U.S. House. Both Republicans say they support a permanent ban on mining near the park, but they aren't ready to hitch their wagons to Tester's bill just yet. Here's Gianforte in an audio statement.
I intend to introduce legislation. A bill providing a permanent moratorium must have a path forward to pass the House and ultimately be enacted into law.
A spokesperson for Daines says the senator is working to, quote, gain support for an approach that will secure the outcomes, not just the headlines. Montanans want to preserve access and protect our public lands, end quote. Saxon says while there's talk of Daines introducing his own legislation before the Senate, Tester's bill has been vetted.
The outcome that we're all looking for here is the permanent retirement of the prospect of having any mining on the doorstep of Yellowstone National Park. The Yellowstone Gateway Protection Act does exactly that. It's about protecting the legacy and the landscape of Southwest Montana.
In a statement, Tester's office says the senator will, quote, keep pushing his bill until it is across the finish line. And he encourages the rest of Montana's congressional delegation to join Montanans in supporting this simple bipartisan bill with no strings attached, end quote. Earlier this month, a Canadian mining company said it had secured foreign investments intended to fuel exploratory mining near Yellowstone as soon as next summer. I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.
State wildlife officials say an elk hunter reported shooting a charging grizzly bear west of Augusta. The hunter reported he surprised the bear yesterday, and it continued to charge him even after he fired a warning shot. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks wardens were looking for the bear today. An activist who is trying to call attention to climate change has been found guilty of criminal charges for closing a valve on a pipeline carrying crude oil from Canada to the United States. A Montana jury found Leonard Higgins of Portland, Oregon, guilty today of criminal mischief and trespassing. Sentencing is scheduled for January. A Washington state panel reviewing a major oil-by-rail terminal proposed on the Columbia River has released its environmental review, days ahead of making a recommendation to Washington Governor Jay Inslee. The review identified several major impacts from the project at the Port of Vancouver that could not be fully offset, such as increasing train accidents at crossings and emergency response delays due to increased traffic. It found other negative consequences, but said measures could be taken to minimize those effects. The Vancouver Energy Terminal would handle about 360,000 barrels of crude oil a day. It's been the subject of intense debate in the Northwest. The National Weather Service predicts some fairly tame weather across Montana for the next 24 hours or so, but as Edward O'Brien reports, after Thanksgiving Day, there could be some dramatic changes.
Traveling for Thanksgiving? Well, if so, don't stress out about the weather, at least not until Friday. National Weather Service meteorologist Genki Kino says Missoula's short-term forecast looks fairly typical for the entire state.
For Thanksgiving Day, we're looking at highs in the upper 50s for Missoula, and that's getting right there with the record temperatures, so it's going to be a warm Thanksgiving.
Kino says Missoula could meet, maybe even beat, the record temperature of 59 degrees set back in 1954, a wet, warm, tropical air mass that's moved across the Pacific is now pushing through the Intermountain West. It's also ushered in some rain. West central Montana showers are predicted to taper off this evening. The next round, starting tonight and continuing through tomorrow, will mostly affect northwest Montana. Some mountain passes, including Lolo and Lost Trail, could get a brief shot of high-intensity snow and blowing snow Thursday night. The bigger weather story is the wind associated with an inbound cold front expected to arrive tomorrow evening.
We're looking at wind gusts anywhere from 45 to 60 miles per hour with that front. It's definitely hard to pinpoint which areas are going to get the strongest winds, but overall, there's potential all across western Montana to see some scattered power outages from strong wind.
Enjoy these relatively warm temperatures while you can. Kino says we'll soon return to a colder, more seasonal pattern Friday through Sunday morning. Sunday afternoon into Monday could bring scattered snow and slick roads, particularly over area mountain passes. Kino says Montana's high elevation snowpack is currently ahead of what it was this time last year. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Visit our website, mtpr.org, to check out our new podcast, Subsurface, Resisting Montana's Underwater Invaders. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.